Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Well, it's December the 18th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and this is the beginning of our 34-hour live broadcast here on InfoWars, part of our Christmas special broadcast. So we're going to be here live for the next 34 hours. You'll have various programs in addition to our usual 10 hours per day. We're going to have some overnight programming as well. You know, we have a lot of information today surfacing about Mueller and Mueller, I should say. I keep calling him Mueller because I keep thinking of him as Ferris Bueller, you know, the kind of the guy that's tricking everybody. That's really the what's going on here. And as we see the rumors going back and forth, and Trump has now tamped down the rumors that were started by a Democrat congresswoman that President Trump was going to fire Mueller. He should have fired him. They are now extending this, grabbing emails that they say they have authority to get. The Trump people say, no, you didn't. And this is a very interesting contrast, isn't it, compared to the way they treated Hillary Clinton with kid gloves. The way they treated the DNC contractor CrowdStrike, saying we would like to see the servers if we could to examine any evidence of hacking and so forth. And so no, you're not going to be able to see that. No, we're not going to turn that over to you. No, we're not going to come in and testify. No, go away. You can't come in and get this stuff. They're doing midnight raids of this stuff. And as we saw with Manafort, kicking down the doors, taking what they want, which is typically what law enforcement does if they think that there's a crime. Where's the search warrant for this stuff? That's the real question. And as it metastasizes and gets even larger, first Donald Trump's lawyer, Ty Cobb, came out and said, no, he's not going to fire Mueller. And then President Trump said, no, I'm not, when he was asked this question as he was traveling by the press corps, and did not elaborate on that. I think it's very clear that they have escaped the boundaries of their brief, and they have escaped the boundaries of the law. As I've said multiple times, the special counsel law expired in 1999. Congress let it expire for good reason. And now we are seeing Mueller and his team demonstrate to us why that special counsel law should have gone away, why it is a tool of abuse, a kind of Stalinesque, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. And that is where this is going. Meanwhile, we've got a new Watergate film that is being put out by George Clooney. Yes, of course, just like Steven Spielberg did The Post, focusing on Watergate. They see this as a coup. And, of course, it was the upper echelon of the FBI that was also involved in that coup against Richard Nixon. There is no crime at the center of this. They're hoping they can find something that is a process crime, something that is minor, and then find that there was concealment and cover-up, find that as a grounds for impeachment. But there is no crime here. The crime that is happening here is the fact that we have a special prosecution going on by the people who should be investigating themselves for their past collusion with Hillary Clinton, their past collusion with the DNC, the corrupt political collusion that we saw throughout the campaign. The fact that they would give her a pass on known crimes, known felonies, the biggest breach in national security we've ever seen. And she was given a pass on that. I mean, creates a website called ClintonEmails.com. Big sign. Come and get your intelligence information. Come and get it right here. There's no security whatsoever. I've got it on my private server. And all the people have been given a pass by the criminals at the top of the FBI. But we have a lot of other news as well. What happened in Atlanta? The mainstream media is also now finally taking a look at the CIA and how it armed and equipped ISIS. We've been reporting that for years. Now it is safe for them to report it after this charade has broken down. Why did it break down? Well, it started breaking down very quickly after President Trump stopped the CIA program that was arming ISIS this summer. And then it didn't take too long to wrap up that scum in Syria. So we're going to talk about what the mainstream media is finally admitting to. We have more harassment stories, even involving one of the officials at the Ethics Committee. This is how pervasive it is in D.C. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, December 18th, 2017, beginning of our 34-hour live broadcast here at InfoWars, part of our Christmas special. We will be here live, all the various programs. We typically have about 10 hours a day broadcasting now, thanks to your support. We will be going 34 hours continuously live from today until the end of the war room tomorrow afternoon. We've had a massive fire in Atlanta. It tells us a great deal about our infrastructure, doesn't it? It tells us a great deal about our security and how fragile they both are. We had a situation where, as I'm sure you know by now, power went out at the busiest airport in the world. More than 1,000 flights were grounded on Sunday, and now they've added another 300 or so. I think it was about 900 flights, but now they've canceled another 300. So we're up to the latest count about 1,200 here. Most of these involve Delta Airlines. It's a hub for Delta, and they're still encouraging travelers not to pick up their bags today because it's going to be so congested. And it created total panic, a total blackout. Many people said, well, we thought it was just going to be a short period of time. They would get on to a backup power supply. No, it was out for 11 hours. And this is going to percolate through the entire airplane, the entire infrastructure of air travel through the holidays, coming at the beginning of the holidays with all these canceled flights trying to catch things up. Now they're already behind. And as they pointed out, it was total pandemonium. As you've got elderly people, handicapped people who can't get through escalators and trams that are not working. As you can see right there, the escalator is broken. He said they had elderly people, handicapped people lined up in wheelchairs. They were helpless. They couldn't get down the stairs. It was just a nightmare. The utility that runs all this, Georgia Power, says there's, quote, many redundant systems in place. We didn't see those. Were they redundant systems? To ensure the power supply of the airport, such outages are very rare. Except I didn't see any evidence of any redundant power there. They said a fire caused extensive damage to the underground electrical facility, but they still don't know what the source of the fire is. And they, as one woman said, near one of the gates, she said smoke filled the area, and at different times airport workers tried to herd passengers either toward the smoky area or away from it. She says, very bizarre. Nobody seems to know what they were doing. They said, I'm not going over there because I've got respiratory issues or whatever. But it was pitch black in the area. I tweeted out as I saw this news, and some of the people who were there responded. I said, did they shut down TSA? I was curious to see what happened with TSA. Because if you remember, the first Thanksgiving, after they had instituted the body scanners, and that began with the underwear bomber false flag that happened on Christmas, and we have talked to the man who witnessed it, it truly was a false flag. And they had this entire infrastructure ready to roll out, already manufactured, ready to roll out after the false flag. And so as they were doing this throughout the year, and people were pushing back on these new procedures that they'd instituted with the underwear bomber false flag, by the time it came around to Thanksgiving, InfoWars is part of a big movement to opt out. And that would essentially have shut them down to see what they were going to do. What they did was they just opened up the gates and just let everybody go through on the busiest travel day of the year. And so I was curious what would happen here in Atlanta. The people who responded said that TSA, I said, without electricity, they can't run the body scanners. Are they just letting everybody through, or are they patting down everybody? Well, what they did was it just froze everyone in place. And of course, that makes for a very safe security situation, doesn't it? When you just bunch everybody up and you have no power backup. This was a very alarming situation, not only from our infrastructure, but it just showed how useless this entire security charade that we have done has become. It doesn't protect anybody. As a matter of fact, security experts point out that the kind of security theater that we engage in to make everybody feel safe and secure as they invade our privacy, as they invade our person, as they condition us to have the mentality of a slave. You let me touch your body anyway, anywhere I want, or you let me x-ray you, and I'll reward you immediately with a trip on an airplane. How about that? Or otherwise, you don't travel. And again, this is coming with this kind of weird triangulation that they use of government abuse of authority in the name of security. People saying, yes, yes, I'll give up my freedom. I'll give up my privacy, my liberty. Just promise me safety. And the other part of this is the private part of it, as we see on the internet, allowing their crony censors to operate to shut down things, because that's the way they've operated for a very long time. Going back to the way they run the debates, if you go through the extra procedures as a third party or an independent to get on the ballot, they have the debates run by a private third party. And then they can allow or disallow whoever they wish. Usually, it's the media. And guess what? The media doesn't like to have anybody but Republicans or Democrats, because they're all part of this club, and you're not in it. And they don't want you to be part of that club or to have a voice. And so they use the media to shut down candidates in those debates the same way that they're shutting you down, using the mask of an independent third party that is private. And so Google and Twitter and Facebook, they can make their own rules and they can censor people however they wish, even though they are now de facto monopolies. And then they can pratter on and on and on about net neutrality when they're the ones who are focusing on the censorship. But anyway, when we look at the charade of the security that is given to us by the TSA and how they're going to try to roll this in, already are rolling it in public areas, in Orlando, at the areas that are run by Universal Studios and Disney, where they're putting in security there, in Las Vegas, as they use this latest suspicious shooting in Las Vegas to push that forward. It's interesting, I think, to look at these in that light, and to understand also that we have, as many people pointed out, we have a decaying third world infrastructure here in the United States. We're going down the way of Puerto Rico here, folks. We have the world's busiest airport, does not have redundant backup power. It's not very well designed, at the very least. And so, as they're saying, this could cause a week of travel misery after at least 1,200 flights and more to come have been cut out. Guess who came to the rescue here, though? There's one bright spot. Chick-fil-A. They opened up on Sunday to serve thousands of people. The mayor said that there were 2,000 meals served to passengers by Chick-fil-A, who opened on a Sunday because it is about helping people. And even though they typically take Sunday off, give a day off to their employees and so forth, and that is a principle that they have, they're not going to put that principle in there if it means that they can't help people. And so, as one person said, Chick-fil-A, normally not open on Sundays, springs into action to feed them all. That's incredible. What a company. And then another one tweeted out, Chick-fil-A is opening on Sunday. This is like national emergency level crap. And yeah, that's exactly right. It was a national emergency, and they stepped up. They stepped up when the infrastructure went down. You know, what happened over this weekend in terms of the emails coming out, and that's been percolating throughout the weekend, tens of thousands of Trump transition emails were scooped up by Mueller and his team, expanding the investigation, going into areas that the Trump team says these were obtained unlawfully. They don't believe there was a warrant for these. Of course, if we go back and we look at this, what everybody needs to look at is to see if the warrants, quote unquote, that were given by the FISA court, were those warrants predicated on the dirty dossier that was funded by the Democratic National committee and others who are politically motivated? Were they predicated on that false story? If so, all this stuff collapses in a heap. And that's why that needs to be the center of focus, because if they based their warrants on a lie that was politically funded, then this whole thing collapses. But they keep expanding this, trying to get information about financial dealings and going after everybody that is affiliated in any way with President Trump. And so as this was going through, I don't know why Democrat Congresswoman Jackie Speier would start this rumor, except that it should have happened. I mean, it's the sort of thing that is so egregious, it should be grounds for dismissal of this whole charade, this whole Russian red herring that has been going on and on and on. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Have more to say about that. I'm David Knight.
If you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back on this Monday, December the 18th, 2017. This is part of our live 34-hour broadcast that's just begun with this program. And as we're looking at the news coming out here, it's amazing because it's kind of deja vu. I'm looking at news headlines now from mainstream media that I saw as news headlines on InfoWars, things that we've been reporting here 2-3 years ago, sometimes 4 years ago. And it's really pretty amazing because these are things that were conspiracy theories. We were criticized for saying that the CIA was funding, equipping, and arming ISIS. This is now being reported by all the mainstream media pretty much. I've got a list of articles here where people are saying the same thing now. And now they're starting to pay attention to the evidence that we pointed out before. And so we got everybody from Wired Magazine to others pointing out the evidence, the forensic evidence of U.S. involvement, the CIA arming ISIS. And now we see that Hezbollah is morphing into a massive drug dealing organization. They were let off the hook by the Obama administration, reports Politico. What a surprise that they would do business with Hezbollah, with these terrorist organizations, and that they would turn to drugs to fund themselves. When we look at the drug cartels in Mexico, are they really that much different than the terrorist organizations in the Middle East beheading their opposition, the kind of brutality, the violence that they're engaged in? And again, this all goes back to the war on drugs. The war on drugs is a very, very effective way for them to create these criminal organizations. Hasn't done anything for the last 46 years in terms of reducing drug use, has it? But it has been very effective at creating things like the Sinaloa cartel, the Zetas, MS-13, Hezbollah. It has been a cash cow for them. Hasn't done anything to stop people from using drugs. So we're going to get to that. And I want to also break down what happened with Trump and the new moves from the Mueller team as they continue to expand this investigation. Why is there no concern about conflict of interest there? But before we get back to the news, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have as part of our Christmas program, our Christmas week. Massive Christmas savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Knockout, or All-Natural Sleep Aid, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, all those, 50% off. Also, Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, also 50% off. And we have a couple of new products, Cell Force and Alpha Power, both of those 50% off. Take a look at the sales we have. Many other items are on sale, like Brain Force, Silver Bullet, InfoWars Life, Select Survival Food. Take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support. That's what allows us to add these new programs that we now have in the morning and the afternoon. Let's take a look at what happened over the weekend. Of course, tens of thousands of Trump transition emails. The Trump officials discovered that they had acquired these emails, the Mueller team, when the prosecutors were using them as a basis to question witnesses on. Interesting, isn't it? And why does this matter, as Axios points out? They were the ones who scooped this over the weekend. They said the transition emails are said to include sensitive exchanges on matters that include potential appointments, gossip about the views of particular senators involved in the confirmation process, speculations about vulnerabilities of Trump nominees, strategizing about press statements, policy planning on everything from war to taxes. See, this is what Michael Hayden meant when he went to the law students at Washington and Lee, and I've played that for you many, many times, said, we are not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. And this was the FBI and the intelligence community getting political and getting more political. And we're not allowed to ask why they are not there. Why are they still doing this? Where's the legal authority for this? And why aren't they having to recuse themselves because of so many conflicts of interest? President Trump has now denied the rumor started by a Democrat congresswoman that Mueller would be fired, unfortunately. And yet we see, as we keep going, more and more information comes out. The web keeps getting bigger and bigger. It is, like I said before, kind of a Dickens novel. If you remember the Dickens novels, you find out that as you get further and further in the novel, you realize that everybody is interconnected to everybody else in these small towns. And it is a small clique of people in Washington, D.C. that are the source of power at the top, that are controlling the power at the top. And as Zero Hedge points out, the FBI edits to Clinton exoneration go far beyond what was previously known. Comey, McCabe, and Strzok are all implicated. They say Deputy Director Andrew McCabe exchanged drafts of Comey's statement with senior FBI officials, including Peter Strzok, Strzok's direct supervisor, Bill Priestrap, and Jonathan Maffa, and an unnamed employee from the Office of General Counsel. In other words, it was a coordinated conspiracy, among top FBI brass to decriminalize Clinton's conduct. And let's understand, a conspiracy is when people get together, really from the Latin, you know, con means together, and spiracy like respiration. They're breathing together, literally. They're getting close together, and they're breathing together, the same idea. Let's do this. Let's take down Trump, and let's exonerate Hillary Clinton. And it was criminal. It was a criminal conspiracy. Conspiracy is the charge that typically gets thrown into every criminal case. Because usually, in spite of what they tell us for all the high-profile shootings, it isn't usually a lone actor. Usually there's more than one person involved. So they tack on the conspiracy charge as well. Well, this is a crime, and this is conspiracy as well. And when we look at the media side of the conspiracy, we now have Clooney joining Spielberg, both of them doing a new Watergate movie, one of them praising Spielberg, praising the Washington Post. George Clooney is going to do something about Watergate. What they're trying to do is to bring the millennials who don't remember the history, they're trying to bring them up to speed and put a slant on it that will push towards getting Trump and giving them an inspiration that, yes, you can go after President Trump. Comey and Mueller, reports True Pundit, have ignored McCabe's ties to Russian crime figures and his reported tampering in Russian FBI case files. For years, James Comey and Robert Mueller, as FBI directors, knew that Andrew McCabe maintained problematic contacts with Russian officials, including organized crime figures, yet they did little to investigate the now FBI deputy director's relationships, even after other agents caught McCabe tampering in Russian-linked cases. And understand, we look at these people at the top, and I've pointed out many times the connections of James Comey to HSBC, the bank that has been convicted multiple times of laundering money for, guess what, drug cartels and terrorist organizations, like we were just talking about, Hezbollah, others, Sinaloa cartel, they had their own checkout window at HSBC. They got a slap on the wrist. And it was Loretta Lynch who basically pushed this away. Eric Holder was the one who was attorney general at the time. And everybody was writing about it. The banks not only being too big to fail, but being too big to jail. And of course, James Comey had been a director at HSBC before he became FBI director. But both Comey and Mueller, connections to Uranium One, now other connections with McCabe. It's all the same people. And why is it that their conflicts of interest don't disqualify them from this? Why are they not being investigated for what we now know are crimes and their conspiracy to commit these crimes? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I said in the last segment, the conflicts of interest, as one of the writers at Breitbart put, conflict on top of conflict on top of conflict, but it is also a large conspiracy. Right now, people are focusing on Peter Strzok and the back and forth between his, and this is one thing I saw over the weekend, his conversations back and forth between his attorney mistress. When do you ever want to see those two words together to describe one person? My attorney mistress. This is the guy who is making bad life choices that are going to have their own consequences sewn up in his attorney mistress. He's getting hung out to dry now based on these emails, but it may get much worse with his attorney mistress coming there. But Peter Strzok may be the guy who is hung out to dry along with his attorney mistress, but it's not simply Peter Strzok. Nevertheless, this is what one former FBI assistant director, James Kallstrom, said about Peter Strzok this weekend.
What can an FBI official, an FBI agent do to stop a president from getting elected?
Well, I think he can do what this guy tried to do. He can fabricate things. He can make up stuff. He can lie. He can be a total moron. He can recruit others. You know, he belongs in Leavenworth, this guy, in my personal view. I don't have all the facts, but from what I know, he belongs behind bars, this guy. Is, you know, these things cannot happen in a democracy.
And understand that these bombshell emails that we've gotten from about Peter Strzok that he sent to his attorney mistress, that's less than 4% of the emails that went back and forth between them. There may be some more bombshell stuff in there that has not come out. And it's not been revealed to the House committee either. So we in the public have seen as much as they have. They've kept this secret. What we do know is that he saw himself as some kind of a secret agent. The two of them were saying, we can't believe that the public would elect or even nominate Trump as president, and we are going to do everything we can to undo that. And so you just heard the former assistant director of the FBI say, this guy belongs in Leavenworth, but not just him. He's not acting alone. I just read you the list, and it's all the guys at the top. Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Bob Mueller himself. And these are the guys running the investigation, along with Rod Rosenstein. He has ties that go back to Uranium One. So we've got the inmates running, or prospective inmates running the investigation, don't we? And it is not a prosecution of a crime. It is a persecution of an individual. That's precisely why they let the special prosecutor law sunset. And we don't have any process. That's why you have people in Congress asking the deputy attorney general, well, what happens next? What do we do? Because there is no governing law here. There are no rules that he's bound to. He's just making this stuff up as he goes along. Why isn't this being shut down? That's the real question here. And then we got the Simpsons jumping in. I thought you'd want to see this because they've got Trump trying to bribe Mueller. Actually, they've got the wrong presidential candidate there. They need to have Hillary Clinton bribing Mueller. And not necessarily with cash. I mean, that might work. But there are other ways to bribe people, aren't there? There's positions that they can have and authority that they can have. That's one type of bribery. But here's the Simpsons take spinning this story. He walks up, gets into the limousine.
Mr. Mueller.
You're not taking me to see the president, are you? You know I can't.
What are you talking about? Our president would never stay in an overstated ripoff joint like this. Now, Mr. Mueller, go right through that door. Unimpeachable's first.
Oh, hi, Bob. Come on in.
Trump's body spins around, then his head, then his hair.
Don't worry. I'm not going to fire you. I wanted to share something with you. That's $750 million, Bob. Huge bribe. There's never been a bigger one. I do the best bribes. Everyone says so. The best. Everyone says so. The best. Everybody says so.
Actually, Hillary's got bigger bribery issues.
You're the right to remain silent. Any...
Pardon me?
I said you...
Well, I'm not talking to you. I tried to pardon myself.
It won't work.
Okay, new tag. You're a very upright guy. How would you like to be a judge? At the Miss Universe pageant. And if you want to see this year's girls, just go in the door that says don't go in.
All right, that's enough. I'm out of here.
Bob, wait. I didn't do anything. I just depended too much on people who do anything I say.
Creada, housekeeping.
Hey, Dior. What is money doing here?
I don't see any money, and neither do you. Goodbye. I wasn't here.
Finally, Puerto Rico catches a break.
All right, so I sold it right there. You know, it's interesting, all of that money there flowing in. Who was it? Well, let me see. Who was it, according to Donna Brazile, that bought the DNC? Lock, stock, and barrel. That would have been Hillary Clinton. With millions and millions of dollars of cash, buying out the debt of the DNC and then saying, by the way, we own you now. Anything that you do, you will report to the Clinton campaign first to get authorization for it. She did a leveraged buyout of the DNC. It wasn't really a hostile takeover because they kind of liked the corruption and the cash that they got from the Clintons all along with the Clinton Foundation. But what they did was they leveraged their position in politics to fund the Clinton Foundation, to get wealth, the tens of millions of dollars that they needed to buy this out. And they've got a lot more money than that, where that came from. That was chump change that they used to buy out the DNC. Did they exchange money with the FBI, or did these guys sell out just for their positions at the top of the bureaucracy? That's the story that remains to be told. But that's the story that needs to be investigated. And as we look at what is finally coming out about these corrupt times here, the secret backstory of how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. This is a massive investigation by Politico, another one from Wired Magazine, exclusive, tracing ISIS's weapons supply chain back to the U.S. And I have to look at this and I have to say, you know, these people that are conspiring together, Peter Strzok, Comey, McCabe, Mueller, all these guys, they belong in jail or worse. It may be that the opposition that we saw throughout the upper levels of the CIA and the FBI may be because they are trying to cover up. It might not just be their political persuasion. We saw Peter Strzok writing these emails back and forth. Oh, I hate Bernie. I hate Trump. I love Hillary and so forth. It may be, though, a lot deeper than the progressive globalist bent of these individuals. It may be that a lot of these people run this crime. They may be counting on Peter Strzok's progressive globalist politics. But there's a lot of people somewhere in Washington that were involved in giving weapons to ISIS. Those people belong in jail or worse because they committed treason. They supplied terrorists with weapons. And eventually we're going to find out who did it. We know that it was coming from the U.S. This is a story that they don't want to investigate. They're out there chasing this phantom Russian collusion story because they do not want an investigation of who was giving the weapons to ISIS. And guess who stopped that program? Trump. Stopped it back in July. And it didn't take but a few months for the American military as well as the Russian military to shut those guys down after we stopped the flow of weapons. So what we need to find out is we need to find out who was giving them these weapons and then give them a trial for treason and execute them. That's one of the reasons why the CIA and the FBI wants to continue this Russian narrative. It isn't just that they have political differences with President Trump. It's that they are in a fight for their very lives. If we find out who did this, we already know that it was done by the CIA. Who in the CIA did this? Who authorized it in law enforcement, in the intelligence community? They're the ones whose neck is in the noose. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It's Chris Matthews, caught up in the sexual harassment charges. Yeah, maybe the thrill is gone. Yeah, that thrill that ran up and down his legs when he thought about Obama or heard Obama speak. Quite frankly, that was more than I wanted to know about Chris Matthews. I could tell that he liked Obama. I didn't really want to know that he liked him that much. And evidently, he told some women how much he liked them at some point. First, it came out as just one woman who, in 1999... was compensated by MSNBC, $40,000 payment following allegations. MSNBC disputes the figure and claims that the payment was significantly less and that it was part of a severance package. But the Daily Caller reported the former employee, who was not identified, received a $40,000 payment following allegations of inappropriate comments and jokes about her while in the company of others. You know what? Chris Matthews, if you want to make inappropriate jokes and comments about me, feel free to do it as long as you send a check for $40,000. You can make all, I get, jokes and, crude comments made about me for free all the time. Anybody in public media does. But, you know, if, it wasn't just that accuser now. There are some other people who are, potentially stepping up. NBC's been silent on whether or not Chris Matthews could face other sexual harassment accusations. He was asked that by Fox News. It was also facing similar issues as well. A day after it was revealed that NBC, of course, that's part of, that's the parent company of MSNBC, paid money to a female staffer. The network kept mum yesterday about whether or not there were other women who had accused a longtime host of inappropriate behavior. So we shall see. But here's one thing we told you about the day that Al Franken resigned. We covered the live resignation the last 15 minutes of this show at a press conference. I said, do you realize he basically called all the women liars, didn't admit to any wrongdoing, said that in the coming days he would resign, but it was not a resignation, and then went on to trash President Trump and Roy Moore. And so immediately I put out a poll. About 12,000 people voted in it, and about 50% of the people chose a response, no, he isn't leaving. He's going to take this back. He's not going to resign. And now we see four Democrat senators are urging Al Franken to reconsider his promise to resign, including two of those who had issued statements calling for his resignation 2 weeks ago. We saw it coming, didn't we? I said, it's a given if Roy Moore wins, it's a given he's going to use that to stay in the Senate. But even though it doesn't look like Roy Moore is going to win, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, they still haven't certified the election. They still haven't counted all the absentee ballots from the military. And it was interesting, you know, as we said before, Al Franken was one of these guys who went on and on and on and on with recounts, didn't he? Lionel pointed that out when I had him on right after the Franken resignation. He said, remember, it was Al Franken who went on forever with recounts. But, of course, we're not supposed to have any recounts in the Alabama election. And even though a judge said, yeah, we should save these digital images, another judge immediately came in and said, no, destroy those. Destroy those. We don't want to have any information about that. We know that the electoral system here is very easily hacked. And we know that if you've got a close election, it's pretty much a given, especially when both the Republican and Democrat establishment don't want you to win. When both of them don't want you to win, they can make sure that you don't win. And they can make sure that you can't do a recount. They can destroy the evidence of an election. You know, when you have these exit polls, it's something that the U.S. government uses in foreign countries. Everybody has an exit polling system. Of course, here in the United States, it's run by one corporation. One corporation runs all the exit polling. And they do it as a pool for all the mainstream media. They just go to this organization. They give them the information. Have you ever heard the mainstream media say, well, look, here's the numbers that we've seen in these exit polls of people who said they voted for candidate A, and here's the actual number that we see. Oh, what's that spread there? No, you'll never hear that. That's what the government uses. That's what our government uses to determine if the elections were rigged in, let's say, Venezuela, where they began the electronic voting. Yeah, one of the biggest electronic voting vendors came out of Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. But they will look at the spread between the exit polling and the official results to determine if that spread is too wide, you've got fraud going on. But when they present it in the United States, they'll never give you that number. What they give you is a demographic cross-section. Well, we had this many women vote for that candidate and this many men vote for the other candidate and so forth. So break it down by sex, who voted for which candidate by sex or by race or by economic or educational designations, but they'll never give you the total figure so that you can't look at how corrupt the election was. So now we got Franken, the man who went recount after recount after recount, who said that he didn't remember these things the way the women were saying it. So, and some of these he disputes. So he disagreed with all of them, called the women liars while he was saying he was a champion of women. And now you've got Manchin, the Democrat senator from West Virginia, as his champion. He says, here's a man that all he said was, take me through the ethics committee. I'll live by whatever decision. And I will walk away thinking about this opportunity I've had while I was here. But you will find out if I'm a predator. And Manchin said, I hope they have enough guts and enough conscience and enough heart to say, Al, we made a mistake asking you prematurely to leave. And then you got Patrick Leahy coming out and others saying, well, you know, maybe we should give this guy, I think we acted too fast. Maybe we should have given him a hearing here. You've even got Lindsey Graham coming out and saying that. Isn't that interesting? All the people who said, as soon as there was an allegation against Moore, he needs to step down. We don't want to take this to the jury, and so forth. Even the head of the Congressional Ethics Office is now being sued for abusing people, accused of assaulting a woman. The guy who is the top congressional ethics official who oversees investigations into misconduct by lawmakers is accused in a federal lawsuit of verbally abusing and physically assaulting women and using his federal position to influence local law enforcement. This is the guy whose office conducts the preliminary investigations into misconduct, and then they pass it over to the other groups who then use your money to keep it quiet. as a hush fund. Now, he denies that he did anything physically or verbally. He said he was the victim. And this was on Valentine's Day. He had a date. He had took his girlfriend out for a $400 dinner because, you know, this is Washington. The rest of us in the country can't really imagine a $400 dinner for two. But that's where all of this power, what's the use of having power if you don't have dinners like that, right? That's the kind of power and corruption that brings people to Washington and keeps this stuff going. It ended up with him bruised and bloody in the back of a police car. He got into a fight with several people. And he has been being accused by three women at the bar, including the bartender, of harassing and physically assaulting them. So we'll see how that happens. But then he tries to use his influence to get out of these charges as well. So now they've got the head of the Congressional Ethics Office should be investigated for ethics abuse. Politico points out paranoia is gripping Capitol Hill as the harassment scandal is spreading and metastasizing to everybody. And that's, you know, you've got people like Chuck Schumer who had a fake attack against him. And as they say, the lawmakers are all asking who's next. And Lindsey Graham says, you want to have a welcome environment to report abuse. You don't want to deter victims, but you've got to have enough due process and scrutiny to make sure it's accurate. But they don't apply that standard to Roy Moore, did they? Now, as we look at the recount, one of the things that you need to understand is that when there is a legitimate concern, you're going to have people put out articles that are going to throw garbage, fake news, and trash out there to try to undermine the legitimate concerns. And here's one example of this. There's a story that is floating around, and make sure you do not propagate this story. Thousands voted for Doug Jones, an Alabama town with a population of only 2,256. And they say in the small town of Bordalama, a rural community about 20 miles outside of Birmingham, guess what? There is no town of that name in Alabama. I think it was in Spain they had a town. It's just totally fake. But they go through all the different talking points without any references to anything. This is absolutely, totally fake, planted news meant to discredit any concerns that would lead to a recount. So you can put this kind of stuff out there. Snopes can do its little thing and say, oh, look, this is totally false. And then so there's no reason, no basis for recall. Just keep in mind that we have Gloria Allred, who is now threatening defamation action in this Roy Moore controversy. After she got caught red-handed pushing around a forged yearbook, and this is Jonathan Turley, a guy with a stellar reputation, a lawyer who always, he doesn't take political sides in this. And are we going to break right now? I think we're a little bit early. All right, so we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. I'm going to tell you what happened with Gloria Allred, as well as her daughter, who was seeking, offering donor cash for people who would accuse Trump of sexual assault. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just getting ready to talk about Gloria Allred, one of my favorite subjects here. And the article by Jonathan Turley, the lawyer who is spot on and I think very unbiased and honest in his opinions. And he's calling out Gloria Allred because now she is threatening defamation after putting out a forged yearbook in Roy Moore election to take him down. Now, after that has been exposed, she is threatening defamation. Interesting how similar this is to what she did to President Trump and Summer Zervos, who is also her client. But as Jonathan Turley points out, after an appalling performance during the election that handed Roy Moore a desperately needed claim of misrepresentation by an alleged victim, and of course it handed him that claim, but then the mainstream media, including conservative mainstream media, completely buried that story of forgery. Completely buried it. Completely buried all of these, not just about the forgery. It is also about what all the former employees who worked at that restaurant said. Tearing apart every single aspect of Gloria Allred's client's story, Beverly Young Nelson. And he says, I've been critical of the representation afforded by Gloria Allred and her daughter, Lisa Bloom, and I've got a story about her as well, and past cases, including the rapid calling of press conferences at the height of news cycles, including her handling of the Nelson allegations. And when you look at what they do, this is a pattern of behavior between Gloria Allred and her daughter, Lisa Bloom. He said she gave more exactly what he hoped to find, a basis for challenging the veracity of his accusers. Yeah, that story was taken apart numerous ways. We showed you even MSNBC, Katie Tour, asking her, well, did you ask your client if she actually saw Moore sign this because it was so obvious a forgery? And she said, well, I didn't ask her. Well, why wouldn't you believe her? Why wouldn't you believe? She's a woman, of course. So there you go. Anyway, it was everything about it. But eventually, Beverly Young Nelson admitted that she had added notes after saying that she had written that he had written the entire thing. She comes back and says she had added notes beneath Roy Moore's signature. With Allred in November, points out Jonathan Turley, she knowingly misrepresented the facts about Moore writing all of the words. He wrote in my yearbook as follows, and then writes all the stuff out there. Allred, he said, sat there and didn't say a thing. She also remained silent about any knowledge during interviews in the days to come without confirming forgery or denying it. The interviews with Allred were eagerly played by Moore supporters. Well, why wouldn't they be? It showed her to be an absolute liar. Now she is threatening defamation, demanding that Nelson be given back her reputation. The same thing she did with Summer Zervos. Same thing. Remember, Summer Zervos came out at the last minute after the Access Hollywood tape was released by NBC and the Bushes. And that created a big stir with Donald Trump. That was the basis for all the women saying he needs to be removed from the ballot. Paul Ryan was saying he needed to be removed from the ballot. Everybody, basically, except for the conservatives, the Freedom Caucus, were calling for him to step down, just as they did Roy Moore. And then Gloria Allred comes in with a kill. Has Summer Zervo, somebody who had been on Trump's show, and had written him an email in the summer asking for him to come by and plug her new business. And she didn't get a response, and so she decided, evidently, that she would get even and came out with these charges, which he denied. And then as the email surfaced, it fell apart, just as it did in this case with Roy Moore. But then at the beginning of the year, Gloria Allred began a defamation lawsuit against President Trump for showing how Summer Zervos was lying. And now she's going to do the same thing with Roy Moore. After she represents a client, after she puts forth lies about somebody, and after those lies are exposed, then she sues for defamation. That's Gloria Allred. We'll tell you when we come back what her daughter, Lisa Bloom, did. You won't believe that either. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Matt Shea, a Washington State representative, who is going to have more information about corruption within the BLM from a that was released by a whistleblower there. And this is not simply about that one particular incident, the Bundy trial. This has implications for land use throughout the country. But it also has implications for you, even if you aren't a rancher, a farmer, a miner, a logger. This is about due process and an honest criminal investigation. It's about the abuse of political power, how our bureaucracies have turned into enterprises because power corrupts. Our founders knew that. That's why they created a divided government. And we talked about this to some degree on Friday with Sherry Duvalle, who broke the news with Matt Shea. We have an update from Matt Shea today. And it was interesting because all that came out on the week and the day that we had the anniversary of the Bill of Rights. Shows you just how dead the Bill of Rights is. In the last segment, I was talking about Gloria Allred and how Jonathan Turley, a lawyer who has a very good legal blog, was absolutely appalled at what Gloria Allred had done during the Moore campaign. The evasive interviews, knowingly misrepresenting the facts, handing, he said, this get-out-of-jail card to Roy Moore on a silver platter. But, of course, that was buried. Buried by the mainstream media, including the conservative media. Except for here and on Breitbart, nobody talked about it. InfoWars, Breitbart, everybody at Fox News, they continued to sell this idea that, oh, there were nine women charging Roy Moore. Absolute lie. And even President Trump didn't tweet about the fake forged yearbook and the pushback by the women there. And yet it's Gloria Allred who used this to defame Roy Moore, who is now saying she is going to start a defamation lawsuit. And she did the same thing with President Trump, with Summer Zervos. It was exposed that she was still begging President Trump to come by, and she looked like a woman scorned. She had asked him to come by and promote her business in the summer, and then when he didn't, they said they didn't even see the email. But then she goes to Gloria Allred to try to get even. That's what it looked like. And when that was exposed, now Gloria Allred is saying she's going to have, she started a defamation lawsuit against President Trump in January because he had exposed the lie of her clients and the lie of Gloria Allred. And so now she's done it again with Moore. And now she's saying she's going to have a defamation action against Judge Moore because she lied about him. She defamed him. So she's going to sue him, same as she did with President Trump. And then her daughter, Lisa Bloom. The Hill is reporting exclusive, prominent lawyer sought donor cash for two Trump accusers. This is Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom, looks exactly like her and acts exactly like her. A well-known women's rights lawyer, says The Hill, sought to arrange compensation from donors and tabloid media outlets for women who made or considered making sexual misconduct allegations against Trump during the final months of the presidential race, according to documents and interviews. So that adds even more interest to the Summer Zervo story, doesn't it? They're out there shopping around for people, offering cash for people. This is coming from The Hill. This is coming from The Hill. Lisa Bloom's efforts included offering to sell alleged victims' stories to TV outlets in return for a commission for herself, arranging a donor to pay off one Trump accuser's mortgage, attempting to secure a six-figure payment for another woman who ultimately declined to come forward after being offered as much as $750,000. These clients told The Hill, they said the women's accounts were chronicled in contemporaneous contractual documents, emails, text messages, reviewed by The Hill. They've got the documents. This is not an anonymous accusation. The Hill has seen the documents where Lisa Bloom, probably on behalf of her mother, Gloria Allred, who eventually did get a woman to come forward, were doing this for political purposes. As I said before, they use the same tactics over and over again. That's why I don't believe this election. You look at this election, you look at how badly the Republicans did not want to have Roy Moore in there. That should concern you, whether or not you like Roy Moore or not. That kind of corruption, be able to rig elections by the Democrats and the Republicans, to be able to purge the records even before all the votes are counted. It's very close. It's only 1.5%. If it gets down to 0.5%, that automatically triggers a recount, and there are a lot of military votes that haven't been counted. They did count all the felons that the Democrats registered in prison, many of them, and bragged about that openly, but not the military, who did absentee ballots. Bloom, of course, defended Harvey Weinstein. So we look at what Gloria Allred is doing, look at what her daughter Lisa Bloom is doing, and then take a look at what Saturday Night Live did this last weekend. We got Omarosa, who said, this is a CNN personal vendetta. This is a fake news attack. I wasn't fired. I wasn't drugged from the White House. They didn't drag me out of the place. I left. But then Saturday Night Live and NBC doubled down on it. They have a skit where they act out CNN's fake news. It's very, very interesting the way they've got this full spectrum propaganda going on. So what they do is they have a black woman and they have President Trump in the Oval Office and she's outside one of the windows banging on it. Let me back in. Let me back in. And presumably dragging them out. I've just seen the still pictures of it. I don't really watch any of these Alec Baldwin Saturday Night. I don't watch anything on Saturday Night Live anymore. But here's what Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, had to say about all of these personal attacks that she's getting, just as Omarosa is getting these personal attacks. Here's Sarah Sanders.
Look, this was a president who was elected by the forgotten men and women of this country, and a lot of liberals have contempt for those people, whether they're men, whether they're women, and they want to attack us. I think that it's a great reminder of why this president was elected. We're here to do a job. We're here to get big things done. That's what we're focused on. And if they want to focus on petty attacks, that's fine. Let them have at it. While they're doing that, we're going to get tax cuts passed in this country. We're going to continue to grow the economy, continue to create jobs, 2 million new jobs since this president came into office, and I'm sure a lot of those are going to women. And maybe we'll get to replace some of those female journalists out there that don't like us very much at some point. The bottom line is, this is a president who's focused on getting things done for the men and women that, frankly, a lot of the liberal elites in this country don't like, have contempt for, and he's focused on empowering women, and he is doing that in the way he puts people in place in his administration. And I think it's sad that they're attacking a lot of us while claiming to champion women's causes and women's issues.
And so it's people like Chelsea Handler who does ad hominem attacks on Sarah Sanders because she doesn't have anything to say. They lost. They don't like that. So they're going to throw a temper tantrum. They're going to call you every name in the book. They're going to project their lifestyle onto you, Chelsea Handler. But that's what we're seeing. And we saw that before. We saw that with Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill. After coming after Clarence Thomas, trying to scupper his nomination to the Supreme Court, it wasn't but about 2 years later, she was defending Bill Clinton against charges of rape and sexual assault. She wasn't there for the women. It was purely political. The same thing that we're seeing with CNN, same thing we're seeing with Saturday Night Live, same thing we're seeing with Twitter, as we see them allowing racially motivated death threats, even more of them, against the FCC chair. This is an article from Jerome Corsi, and he quoted Commissioner Pai saying, when it comes to free and open internet, Twitter is part of the problem. Twitter is the problem. It isn't the rules. Have you noticed that the internet went down now because we're not going to regulate it like a public utility? As Dr. Jerome Corsi pointed out when I interviewed him on Friday, the appropriate place to handle unfair trade practices is the FTC, not the FCC. The FCC was there to allocate frequency spectrum for radio stations, for television stations, to have an auction, so forth. They should never be involved in content. The FTC should be involved in content about the monopolistic actions of Google, of Twitter, and others. As Pai went on to say, the company has a viewpoint. It uses that viewpoint to discriminate. Conduct is one thing, but it isn't fighting for an open internet. So will they shut down these people who are making death threats against Commissioner Pai? I don't think so. But today begins the day that they're going to start purging those that they call alt-right. And, of course, they will determine whether you are alt-right or not. And they will look at what you do outside of Twitter to determine whether or not they're going to censor you. Yeah, that's net neutrality, right? We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, December 18th, 2017, part of our 34-hour live broadcast. We are in now our second hour. We're going to be talking to Washington State Representative Matt Shea. He has broken some information from a whistleblower that is very important about corruption within the BLM. But understand that this is a pattern for corruption throughout the federal government. This is something that has wide-reaching consequences for a lot of people in Western states, but it is something that affects you even if you are not somebody who makes their living with property rights off of the land, even if you don't have surface rights or mining rights or water rights or logging rights or whatever, even if you have just property rights. They're coming for that as well, and they're going to not give you due process, an honest trial, if they want to get you badly enough. And that's what we're seeing here in this trial. So we've got a recap as well as some new information from Matt Shea. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales that we have as part of this 34-hour broadcast. Massive Christmas savings. We have things like Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, all of those. 50% off, as well as a couple of new products. We have Cell Force and Alpha Power, both of those at an introductory price that is 50% off. Take a look at the massive sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many things that are very popular are also on sale, like Brain Force, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver formula, and InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, with a shelf life of 25 years, made in the U.S., non-GMO, and resealable after you open it for a short period of time. So take a look at the massive sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our massive Christmas savings, and we thank you for your support. All right, let's go to Matt Shea. You can find Matt on Twitter at Rep Matt, that's two T's, Shea, S-H-E-A. And Matt has represented the 4th Legislative District in Spokane Valley, Washington. We've had him on the show many times talking about issues, and he has some amazing information from a BLM whistleblower. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Now, last week we had Sherry Duvalli with Redoubt News. She talked about the fact that there was going to be everybody believed it was going to be a mistrial, as the judge let the jury off and said, you can go until December the 20th. You're not going to be needed till then, if then, after she had a private meeting with all the different attorneys. And there had been other instances prior to that where they found that the BLM had been lying about things that had happened there, had been concealing evidence there that would show the innocence of the Bundys and others. Then it escalated to talk of maybe an all-out dismissal with prejudice. So it would not be subject to another trial at some point, that this is so broad and so deep, this corruption and concealment, that it might cause a dismissal entirely with prejudice of all the charges brought against people associated with the Bunkerville standoff. So if you can kind of give us a quick recap and then get into the new breaking news that has come out about this BLM whistleblower. So tell us, give us a little bit of a recap of what came out towards the end of last week, and then give us the new information that came out this weekend.
Absolutely. So last week, an anonymous source sent me information from a whistleblower, Special Agent Larry Wooten. And Larry Wooten, just so your audience knows and understands, was the lead investigator for the Bundy case. So this is not, you know, some disgruntled employee. He has a very stellar record, and he was the lead investigator. So this is coming from somebody who was in a position to investigate the facts of this case, to investigate the veracity of the witnesses, investigate the veracity of the process by which they followed for this investigation. And what he came out with were some very damning allegations in a communication to the National Criminal Discovery Coordinator. And I would like to just highlight probably one of the most egregious quotes I have ever read in any sort of investigation over the last 15 years. Quote, time after time, I was told a former BLM special agent loves misconduct. I was told by BLM law enforcement supervisors that he had a kill book. Now, this is Special Agent Wooten's words, not mine. A kill book as a trophy and, in essence, bragging about getting three individuals in Utah to commit suicide. That is one of the most startling quotes I have ever read. And in our capacity as legislators, in our oversight capacity of agencies, and in taking an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Washington, by the way, the BLM has 435,000 acres that it manages, not owns, manages in the state of Washington. And I believe that this quote alone, I mean, there's much more in this original correspondence from Special Agent Wooten, but this quote alone warrants an investigation, not only by Congress, but by Secretary Zinke and the Trump administration. I'm sure they were blindsided by this as much as I was when I received the information. But needless to say, there needs to be some significant action taken in this. And this goes a long way, actually, to explain why Trump has been facing so much resistance draining the swamp, because
that's right,
these folks tried to cover it up internally.
That's right. And as I was saying earlier in the program, we see now mainstream media coming in and saying, look, we've got ISIS was being supplied from the United States. And we've been saying for a long time, yeah, it was people involved in the CIA and so forth that were involved in this. They have got their necks in the noose if we find out they were supplying ISIS. I mean, they become terrorists themselves. So when you look at a BLM agent who's got a kill list of people that he's proud that he took out, this is something that is absolutely amazing for most Americans to think about, that this is a bureau that was set up to manage land. And yet they've turned into this fully militarized law enforcement agency that is out there with a kill list. This is the way that government, I think, and overall, that's why I think this is important for everybody to understand, whether or not they have a dog in this specific fight. This is something that is happening to our government throughout every different agency. All these different bureaucracies have basically taken on this kind of militarized approach. We have the Department of Education with a SWAT team, and they've come after in the past. They've come after people who are behind on their loans. So this type of action here at the BLM was exactly why we started reporting on this, because we're afraid it was going to turn into another Waco or Ruby Ridge. And in fact, they were the aggressors here. And that was, they had turned this narrative on its head to try to keep the Bundy family and others locked up without bail for nearly 2 years, saying they were the aggressors, they were dangerous, they needed to be kept in jail. And now we find out that it was actually the BLM.
Well, when the Wall Street Journal says and comes out with a headline that the government provoked, not the Bundys, but the government provoked this, I think that destroys completely the narrative or this idea that these cattle ranchers in the West are somehow domestic terrorists. I think it just destroys it completely. And the point behind all of this is very important. First, no one is above the law, and that includes the servants of the people. And we want to be able to monitor those things which we have created. And this idea that people are guilty until proven innocent, the idea that these bureaucrats are not servants of the people, really needs to be flipped on its head. And I understand, too, that there was a video put out by Secretary Zinke addressing the culture within the BLM and that it needed to be changed. I think that's an understatement when yeah. I received this communication.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break, Matt. We're going to come back with Matt Shea, Washington State Representative, who bravely came out with this whistleblower letter. And we're glad that the whistleblower is blowing the whistle on this. And we're going to have more specifics about this as well as new information. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to Matt Shea, a Washington State representative, who has gone public with a whistleblower's letter exposing very criminal action at the Bureau of Land Management. And he was just talking about Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and putting out some mild criticism of the BLM. We have to understand that this goes beyond what has been talked about so far in the Trump administration. You know, we just had an article come out on the Hill where he reprimanded the superintendent of the Joshua Tree National Park for putting out some climate change tweets. Well, what that does is that shows a political bias of these individuals, and that's part of what's happening in Washington in general. But the Trump administration needs to understand that there are a lot of people in Washington, as well as now in the BLM, this particular case, who have committed very serious crimes, and they will do anything to keep not just their politics in place and power, but to cover up these crimes that they have committed. That's the larger context of this. And so I want to go back to Representative Matt Shea, and Matt, give us some of the details of what had happened there with BLM, specifically under the special agent in charge, Dan Love, who was removed from the case, and they kept all talk about what he had done, the criminal actions that he had done, as well as what the BLM had done. That was off limits. That was put in there. This is part of a conspiracy. It's more than just one rogue agent involved here, because the people who are running the prosecution were also the ones who came after this whistleblower who exposed the criminal actions of Dan Love, who suppressed evidence that would have shown a different story than the government was trying to put out there about the Bunkerville standoff.
Well, besides the alleged kill book that Special Agent Wooten references, you have also this allegation that there was an arrest tracking wall and that Eric Parker and Clive and Bundy's picture were up on this arrest tracking wall with huge red X's through their face and body. Again, very startling that in America today you would have what looks like something that pretends harm to those two individuals.
Do they have a picture of Lavoie Finicum like that with a red X to it?
They did not, not that I know of, but we don't have all the information in that case either. And I hope that more whistleblowers that see this information being exposed come forward with that type of insider knowledge so that these folks can be held accountable. I mean, they need to be held accountable. And it wasn't just the kill book. It wasn't just these red X's, but there's also allegations of sexual misconduct against Special Agent in Charge Dan Love, including that he emailed pictures of his girlfriend's genitalia and his own excrement, which is just something I don't even know how somebody gets to a point where they would do that, but that he did that to fellow employees. There's also allegations that exculpatory evidence or evidence that tended to help the defense was withheld. And then lastly, there is a confirmation in this correspondence by Special Agent Wooten that snipers were indeed deployed to the Bundy Ranch, and not only were in overwatch positions, but there were also other sniper teams that were ready to be deployed in the event that they needed to become even more aggressive. Now, there's a simple principle there that a sniper rifle is not due process. I think that's probably one of the most visible things that we've seen in this entire incident that is most alarming, at least to me and many other Americans.
You know, when we were there and after the standoff stopped, they said, we're going to remove all the BLM agents and all these other people there. It was a convoy of cars that just went on and on and on. We covered it live. And it was like about 45 minutes. They're driving cars of people. They had an actual army. There wasn't a virtual army. It was an actual army. And we knew that they had snipers out there that were, training. We had binoculars to take a look at these people as well. So this is reported, but it wasn't believed until we had an honest whistleblower in the BLM, Larry Wooten, who blew the whistle on this. And their response was for the U.S. attorney in charge there, Steve Myrie, to remove him.
Yes, and Special Agent Wooten very clearly says in this communication that not only was he rewarded for his work inside the BLM and he was acknowledged as one of the best investigators, but again, he was picked to be the lead investigator on one of the most high profile cases the BLM has ever had to handle. So the idea that he's some sort of a disgruntled employee or he was incompetent, that just kind of goes out the window with that. And that's why I also believe that this second memorandum that I'm going to be talking with you here in a moment about is so important, because it not only backs it up, but it highlights many of the things that we believe were true inside the BLM. And as you alluded to earlier, probably true within a lot of other federal agencies as well.
You know, it's not just Larry Wooten, who was the special agent in charge of this investigation. But I remember there was a story out of a Utah paper, because Dan Love had been given jurisdiction. He was a special agent in charge of two states, Nevada and Utah. And there were local press accounts talking about what had happened there, and they interviewed the special agent in charge of Arizona. And so he was at the same level as Dan Love. And he said when he got called in on this Bundy thing, he said, I couldn't believe that this is what they were doing. Is, are you trying to provoke a conflict? This makes absolutely no sense what you're doing here. Arming up, creating an army there, getting very aggressive with people. So it was another special agent at his level. And then here's the guy who has a long, honored career with the BLM, appointed to investigate this, who then becomes a whistleblower. But then he is removed by the Department of Justice.
Right. It smacks of a cover up. And the fact that it's not just one or two people, that there have been multiple allegations involved in here, especially in regards to special agent in charge Love, again, warrants at the very least a congressional investigation and an investigation by Secretary Zinke. I believe that the other part of this second memorandum that is here really highlights, some of the things that are endemic.
Yeah, let's get into some of the specifics of this second memorandum that came out over the weekend.
Right. So this is a memorandum by Assistant Special Agent in Charge Kent Kleeman. And I want to read a quote. I just want to read four quotes from it, and then we can kind of take them in order if you'd like. But
sure.
It's important to quote these because this was October 14, 2016. Special Agent Wooten made some notes in preparation for a conference call, and it was, quote, critical vulnerabilities, end quote, of the government's case against the Bundys. And here are these so-called critical vulnerabilities. I think that really what it is a self-admission of the problems inside the federal government right now, not just in the BLM. Quote, BLM was heavy-handed, even cruel, in the enforcement of the court order, end quote. Quote, BLM lacked law enforcement authority in their case, end quote. Quote, BLM is a poor manager of the resources such as grazing. So, just on that one, if they can't even perform the purpose for which they were created, why do they exist? And then the last quote, Dan Love had a personal agenda and is immoral. And then in parentheses, jury appeal, in parentheses, end quote. This brings up, a ton of questions, especially, that the BLM was heavy-handed or even cruel. I mean, was that in reference to the fact that cattle were not rounded up, that Clive and Bundy's bulls were shot, which seems to be a clear effort to destroy his herd, the fact that there was a mass grave that some of the cattle were put in, the fact that there was deployment of snipers, that there was a First Amendment zone, or that people were tasered and thrown to the ground. I mean, this is a special agent, again, a lead investigator calling into question the very reason that all of this began. And I think
and there were people who believed that was being done punitively, that they were killing the cattle. That's why they were out there. That's why they had that confrontation with them. They were protesting them. And that's why they got out there and threw Clive and Bundy's sister to the ground, a cancer survivor. They came up behind this woman, grabbed her and threw her to the ground. But it wasn't even just them. They would get after anybody that was in that area during that period of time. They had some people who were out. They were hiking or they were bicycling. They were attacked. And I remember when that happened, we all went down there to see what had happened. They were scraped up, bruised up. We reported on that at the time. The BLM was acting like heavy-handed, militarized thugs to anyone who was there in that area.
Right. And it's very interesting, too, that, you have folks that are harassed in a right-of-way. America is a First Amendment zone. So the idea that you put a First Amendment zone there is just ridiculous. And so
that got even the governor there upset. Sandoval was upset when they put that up there as an area. And they had a nice printed sign. Somebody put up a hand-printed sign and said the First Amendment is not an area. You don't get to do that. We're going to be right back with Matt Shea, Representative of Washington. We have more details about this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1-2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China,
and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say,
welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Matt Shea. I guess you could look at it as a Merry Christmas for the Bundy family, as the crimes of the BLM and the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney Steve Myrie, are now being exposed by an honest individual, a whistleblower inside the BLM. Everything that the government does now is shrouded in secrecy to us. The only way that we find out about what is happening is if we have an honest agent inside who will get this information out to us. That's the only way that we find out anymore. That's why they're so concerned about whistleblowers trying to shut things down. And, of course, the honest agent in this case is BLM Special Agent Larry Wooten. This is a memo that Matt Shea obtained, that he's breaking down what happened with it. And, of course, it was a memo written about Larry Wooten by someone who was investigating it with the BLM, Clint Clayman. And what it shows here is not only criminal actions by the special agent in charge, Dan Love, and others, but a cover-up of those criminal actions by U.S. Attorney Steve Myrie, who was doing the prosecution. And, of course, Larry Wooten had been put in charge of the investigative team for the BLM. So he looks at this, says, wait a minute, it looks like exculpatory evidence, in other words, evidence that would have shown the Bundy family to be innocent of these charges, has been withheld and covered up. And so the response, Matt, of the U.S. attorney is to say to Kent Clayman, go get that information from him, find out what he knows, and shut it down.
There's a very specific quote in Wooten's communication that I think is just probably the most damning statement about specifically Stephen Miry. Quote, although the U.S. Attorney's Office was generally aware of former BLM special agent in charge Dan Love's misconduct and likely civil rights and excessive force issues, the lead prosecutor, currently the acting Nevada United States Attorney Stephen Miry, adopted an attitude of don't ask, don't tell. Again, a very serious allegation here. And I want to frame this, too, that this is not the first time these types of allegations have happened in the Western United States. You had the very famous Wayne Hage case where Robert C. Jones, a federal district court judge in a 104-page opinion, accused the BLM and Forest Service of extortion, racketeering, and mail fraud. I mean, you have a U.S. district court judge accusing a government agency of this. And again, yes, it seems like there's not a lot happening out of this, and that's why we're bringing this forward.
You know, when I look at this memo here, this is a report coming from Agent Kent Clayman. He says, at the conclusion of this meeting, which he's writing about, the meeting that he had with Wooten, he says, I told Wooten that he has insider knowledge about an ongoing criminal investigation he is now removed from the case. I mean, he had insider knowledge because he was doing the investigation, and he wasn't going to go along with the government's lying narrative about this, so they remove him from the case. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what is going on with this. And, of course, if we go back and we look at the history of Dan Love, it's not his first rodeo either. He'd been involved, as you pointed out, in some of these things in his kill book, people that had committed suicide because of the pressure, the intimidation, the action of Dan Love. One of them was a doctor who had some artifacts, and Dan Love was later found, you know, this is a doctor who was working in a small community, not making any money, serving the community, but he hounded him to death, and then Dan Love was found to have these same artifacts or some even more valuable that he was handing out as favors or keeping on his desk, that type of thing. Also, the issues that he had at the festival there, the Burning Man in the desert, the ways that he had intimidated people. But tell us specifically about some of these things like kick Clive and Bundy in the teeth, these kinds of comments that were coming out that they wanted to cover up, showing that the BLM was an aggressor in this, but still keeping Clive and Bundy in jail for nearly 2 years.
Well, I think there's a couple very important points. The first is that Special Agent Wooten very specifically says that Dr. Red, who you just talked about in Operation Cerberus, that was mentioned in Dan Love's kill book. That's exactly what Special Agent Wooten says. And not just the talk of him being in the kill book, but also that Dan Love was widely reported to have been removed because he didn't enter those artifacts taken from the Red home into evidence properly, instead handed them out, as you said. There's also this interesting part of the memo of what's not said. You don't have a refutation of all of these allegations of, you know, kick Clive and Bundy in the teeth, you know, making fun of Mormons, all of these types of things that are alleged in Wooten's communication. None of that is refuted in this second memo. It's essentially about trying to discredit Special Agent Wooten to a certain extent by saying that, no, actually all evidence was indeed released. Well, if that's true, how come a lot of us are just seeing this for the first time? How come these hearings have been sealed and this hasn't been allowed to go public? There's just a lot more questions that have been raised than answered out of this whole thing.
What is the situation with Special Agent Wooten now? Is he still working for the BLM? Did they just remove him from this case, or is he out of the BLM?
It looks like he was just removed from this case and he's still working for the BLM. We're trying to confirm this, but, you know, once again, this is very difficult to confirm. It only seems like we get information through whistleblowers, as you said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing to see this kind of stuff happen. And as you're pointing out before, going through these 4 points, there were the key things that they were heavy-handed, even cruel in the enforcement of the order, and that Dan Love had a personal agenda and was immoral. Actually, it was a very sadistic. I mean, what comes across in all of this is not only a personal agenda, but the fact that he was sadistically cruel in all of this as well.
Yeah, so you get in that there was this allegation of just widespread behavior inside the BLM law enforcement arm's office to make fun of the people they were investigating, to put their pictures that were altered up around the office, making fun of them. And by the way, just, you know, as a practicing attorney myself, you know, with people that are going to be testifying as witnesses and really beginning to alter or at least attempt to shade their testimony by putting these things up around the office. I mean, that's just a completely separate issue all unto itself. And if the attorney general's office knew about this, which Special Agent Wooten is saying they did know about this, then not only are we talking about BLM, but we're talking about the Department of Justice as well. And it's a very serious allegation among attorneys to withhold exculpatory evidence. So, you know, again, I think there needs to be an investigation, not just in BLM, but also it appears with the DOJ.
Yeah, it's very widespread. I mean, I've seen the same thing happen with the Silk Road case. Ross Ulbricht, who's now serving three life sentences for operating a website. And one of the things that happened there was a couple of government agents who got in there and got the keys to the website and were able to steal nearly $1 million. Again, in that trial, they were forbidden from talking about those criminal agents, which would have been exculpatory for him, saying, you know, who had the money? Who did this? And these guys who are investigating this were acting as criminals. Same thing happening with the BLM case and the Bundys. You've got a criminal special agent in charge, and they say, you will not mention Dan Love. You will not mention the BLM, even when it was an obvious issue in previous trials. And the same judge who's now dismissed the jury temporarily. In a situation where they were asking these people who were there filming, they said, were you afraid? And they said, oh, yes, I was very afraid, trying to imply that it was the protesters that they were afraid of when they were hiding behind a concrete wall. And the defense attorney says, well, who were you afraid of? Stop. You can't ask that question. I mean, that's the way they rigged this from the Department of Justice through the judge, through all these people. But I think it's now gotten so big that this judge doesn't believe that she can cover for them anymore.
Well, specifically, Special Agent Wooten mentions Dave Bundy's iPad, which is probably the biggest example of where, with you know, exculpatory evidence that he's alleging was withheld. Dave Bundy's iPad is alleged to have had on it, and this is Special Agent Wooten's words, evidence of excessive use of force and also potential civil rights violations. So the fact that that hasn't been returned to Dave Bundy, the fact that that was withheld, you know, it's just one example of a potential massive breach of trust here. And again, if we see this case dismissed, I believe that this is a huge reason why.
Well, it's amazing to find this out and really to appreciate you going public with this information, Matt. And again, Matt is a state legislator from Washington State. You can find him on Twitter at @RepMattShea. Also, you can find VoteShea.com. We've got about a minute left. Give us your final comments, Matt.
Well, you know, my final comments with all of this, I think I just leave you with this idea that no one is above the law. And, you know, this isn't the first time. This is a pattern of behavior, if not a culture, within the Bureau of Land Management. And it's within the power of the Trump administration to clean this mess up. And that's right. I know he has been trying to clean this mess up and has been resisted at every turn. This, I think, gives the Trump administration the evidence they need to, if not investigate only, to fire some of these bad actors inside the BLM and maybe even the Department of Justice.
I agree. And this is something that we see is metastasized to many bureaucracies, and they're even coming after President Trump in the same way. Same pattern of behavior that we see. And it is pervasive, and it has to be addressed. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt Shea. We'll be right back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Well, this week we're going to see what happens with tax reform. Question is, how are they modifying this at the last minute? Of course, it was there were different tax reform packages that were passed by the House, by the Senate. Now it is in reconciliation, and that committee has the power to make massive changes to it. So at the end of the week, we had Marco Rubio coming out with his 15 minutes of fame associated with this, grandstanding over a child tax credit, which, all right, that's great. Would like to see a tax credit. You know, quite frankly, I'm for cutting all the taxes. Let's just, I'd like to get rid of the income tax completely and, fund this government simply with, taxes on goods coming into the country, which is the way that it was under Thomas Jefferson. You know, Thomas Jefferson had to make massive cuts to the government in his presidency as the third president. It had already gotten extremely large by that date. It had grown so quickly that he had to go in and make massive cuts, get it back to the size of the Constitution, and then they could fund it simply with taxes on goods and services coming into, well, actually it wasn't any services at the time, simply on goods coming into the country. And he said in his second inauguration, after he had done that, he said, we can ask what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows the tax man? There is no internal taxation from the federal government under a constitutionally sized government. But, of course, our government is growing by leaps and bounds. Even though we have record tax receipts, we still add $222 billion this last report into the cumulative deficit. We have doubled the cumulative debt in the last 8 years of Obama. It went from $10 trillion of debt to $20 trillion of debt. But now you've got people like Bob Corker and others who have suddenly become fiscal conservatives, suddenly concerned that we not add a single penny. So the question is, taxpayers are now rushing to claim deductions under threat from the new tax bill, as they're pointing out. Well, we'll see what happens with it. Not really sure who the winners and the losers are, but President Trump says that they expect the Republicans to get a tax bill to become law this week. It is not going to be helped by the Democrats because we've got Bernie Sanders being very candid about what they'll do. You know, the interesting thing about Bernie is he doesn't try to hide where the Democrats are coming from. And here's what he has to say about taxes if the Democrats get control.
Let me ask you, there's a lot of talk about politics here. If the Democrats take control of the Senate and you caucus with the Democrats, what's the promise to America about what will be done to reverse the state of affairs that you're so unhappy with?
Look, at a time of massive income and wealth inequality, where the people on top and large corporations are doing phenomenally well, our job is to pay attention to the needs of working families. We talk about a child care tax credit in this bill. Truth is that depending on where you live in America, Good quality child care can cost $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year. Our job is to move to universal child care so that every working family in this country knows that their kids have good quality care. John, this is really quite unbelievable. While the Republicans are spending all of their time providing massive tax breaks to the rich, there has been no discussion, public discussion, about the dreamers, the needs of the dreamers. 800,000 young people born and raised in America are going to lose their legal status very shortly. What about the CHIP program?
Right, and let me
9 million kids are going to lose their health insurance.
Let me get to that in a second. But if you Democrats take control, are corporate taxes going up?
I think we're going to take a very look at this entire tax bill and make it a tax bill that works for the middle class and working families, but not for the top 1% and large multinational corporations.
But there's no question that...
Hold it right there because we've got to take a break. When we come back, I'm giving you my comments on that. Talk about a child tax care credit and how much it costs in a certain part of the country. $12,000 to take care of your child. What if we didn't charge so much to families that they had to have both parents working? How about that? Well, stay with us. I'll tell you about that, as well as the Wisconsin surveillance state when we come back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We just played Bernie Sanders saying, Democrats, if we get in charge, we're going to make taxes go up, that's for sure. And he's saying, we need to look at this child tax care credit situation. We need the government to come in and basically take care of your kids for you because, you know, it's $12,000 in some areas. And so, we need to go beyond just a child tax care credit. We need to have the government do this. Let me remind you of how quickly the income tax has gone up. You know, when it was first created, it was simply on income. It wasn't on wages. Those are two distinct things. And so when you go back and you look at the history of the income tax, you need to understand that they snookered everybody with this so-called voluntary tax when they started taxing wages during World War II. Prior to that point, it was only like about a 1% tax on the upper 1%. So it was a very small tax. Only a few people were affected by it. That's the way they establish these things. That's the way they get the nose under the tent. And then they start raising the rate. Starts out very, very small. Who could object to this? So there's not any objection to it. You start the principle. You know, that's why we had the wise people who founded this country, once they put a 2% tax on tea, they said, well, it doesn't make a difference what level of taxation is. Yeah, we could pay that tax, but you're establishing a principle here that we're not going to allow happen. That's taxation without representation. Now, we not only have taxation without representation, we even have legislation without representation. We have the laws being written by the bureaucracies, and so it goes. But these things always start small and build up. So when they created the income tax, it was simply on income. And that did not include wages. That was simply on investment income for the very wealthy, and it was a small tax. By the time they got to World War II, they started to make it a wage tax. And then they went on from there. By the time we were in the 1950s, a typical family of four, because remember, the tax rates had not gone up that much, a typical family of four would only pay about a 2% federal tax rate. Today, we have a tax rate where if you look at what the typical working mother in a family contributes, it's about what the family is paying in terms of a tax increase. 25-30%, that's what a typical working mother makes if you've got a family. She is not working a career job. Of course, there's a lot of dual income people who they have no kids and they're both working in careers as lawyers or something in Washington. That's a different case. But in so many cases, when they want to start talking about the child tax care credit, what they really need to do is go back and look at how they have put women to work in order to pay the increase in the income tax. That's really what's going on in our families. It is really the power to destroy. That's what these taxes are. And manipulating us. And then also having it as a political weapon. But now they've got so many more political weapons, they don't really need to keep the income tax, do they? Can't they let that go? I mean, they're spying on us and it was a great intelligence gathering tool. It was a great way to entrap people. Get people like Al Capone, for example, using the income tax. But now they've got so many other ways. Why don't they just let that go? We know why. They will never let anything go. But that's where we are. And John Cornyn, yesterday on some of the Sunday news programs, said that he's confident that they're going to pass legislation probably tomorrow. And they think they're headed for a big win on Tuesday, said another in the House of Representatives. John Cornyn, the senator, of course, from Texas, the number two U.S. Senate Republican. If they're going to have a big win, they've got to do it this week. They've got to do it before Doug Jones is seated. Because, again, he is with the Bernie Sanders wing. This is a guy who is one of the most liberal, most progressive people you could put in the Senate, coming from one of the most conservative places. That's what happens when you take when you come up with these false charges and take all of that off of the table. You know, we've been talking in the last hour to Matt Shea about the criminal actions of the BLM and how they covered up not only their malice, but their criminal actions. And they've got a lot at stake. And as I was saying, you know, there's a lot at stake with the deep state as well. They've been arming ISIS. They've been arming terrorists. And it is now starting to come out. There's a story up on Politico, a very detailed story, the backstory of how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook. It's an ambitious U.S. task force targeting Hezbollah's billion-dollar criminal enterprise ran headlong into the White House's desire for a nuclear deal with Iran. So they started investigating Hezbollah. They found out that they had turned into a big drug trafficking operation. They were trafficking cocaine. They were laundering money through used cars and so forth, financing their expansion. You know, the distinction between drug cartels and terrorist organizations is really kind of disappearing. As I said earlier in the program, you look at the drug cartels in Mexico, you look at how they treat the people there, you look at MS-13 and others, and it really is a distinction without a difference. But not only shutting down the investigation of Hezbollah, as the Obama administration comes in and says, what, you're investigating drug cartels? That's going to somebody that we want to help. We want to help Hezbollah. This Iranian terrorist group. And we want to help Iran. You know, because he's got, one of the key people in his administration was born in Iran. Valerie Jarrett. Her parents left the United States because the United States is racist. They moved to Iran. She was born there. She had a lot of ties there. I think that goes a long way to explaining the actions of the Obama administration. That and the fact that Obama grew up in Indonesia. I think those two things are really the background that you need to understand what was happening there. But as they were looking at this, because it was even though it was a terrorist organization, even though they were getting involved and becoming a major drug cartel themselves, they were told to back off because Obama wanted to help Iran. And then we look at Wired magazine. I mean, this is Politico from the left talking about the Obama administration letting Hezbollah off the hook. And then we've got Wired magazine, also very leftist, saying exclusive, tracing ISIS's weapons supply chain back to the United States. I mean, who knew? We knew. We were telling you a long time ago. And what they have in this article, they talk about this organization called Conflict Armament Research, CAR. And what they would do is they would go in and investigate. They've got a guy that have a very long story about how the guy would go on the ground. He would find weapons and so forth and even bomb-making material. And as I point out, nearly all military munitions, whether it's rifle cartridges, aircraft, bombs, regardless of the country of origin, they're all engraved and marked in some way. And they have these arcane codes that identify the date of manufacture, the specific production factory, the type of explosive filler, the weapon's name, etc. All this is known as a nomenclature. So what this group was doing was they were doing forensic investigation on the ground. They would find these codes that are considered to be proprietary information, reports Wired magazine, by arms manufacturers. They'd decipher the markings. It says both an art and a science. And then these officials of this organization, CAR, have been tracking the markings since 2011, when a group of weapons specialists from the UN founded the organization to supplement the work being done by governments and NGOs. So these guys went in and they traced this stuff back to the United States. And we got this article from Zero Hedge. Weapons went from the CIA to ISIS in less than 2 months, reveals a new study. So now they're starting to see what is happening with it. This is why it is so important for the deep state to take down Donald Trump. Remember, it was in, I think it was July, beginning of July, that Donald Trump stopped the CIA from sending weapons to ISIS. Now, they were saying that they were going to the moderate fighters there, the moderate rebels in Syria. We know what was happening there. We've pointed this out multiple times. John McCain was always going there. He said he's arming ISIS. The CIA was arming ISIS. When they stopped those weapons in July, it only took a few months after that before they took down all of their physical headquarters in Raqqa and other places. They completely defeated them physically as having headquarters in that area. Of course, we've got a lot of terrorists now who've been dispersed. We've had this great terrorist diaspora where they're now dispersed. They'll come back into the U.S., into Europe and everything. But they were created, they were armed, they were equipped by the CIA. We know this from these investigations here. As Zero Hedge points out, mainstream media in 2013, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Today, the mainstream media says ISIS got a powerful missile from the CIA, and on it goes. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to David Seaman about what's going on with Bitcoin. New developments just this weekend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me. And it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake. And then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can't hold my baby closer.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. On this December the 18th, we have begun our 34-hour broadcast, our live broadcast here at InfoWars. Of course, it began with this program. We are now in our third hour of the 34-hour broadcast, part of our massive Christmas savings at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, as we look at the moves to censor people on Twitter that are going to be officially beginning today. Interesting day to begin our 34-hour broadcast. Twitter revealed the new rules that everyone believes are going to be coming after people who don't share their political viewpoint. And it's kind of interesting to see the death threats against FCC Commissioner Pai last week. I wonder if those will be taken down. I wonder if those people will be taken down, or if it'll only be the conservatives out there. And people who maybe are just tweeting about pictures of puppies or whatever, but they belong to an organization that Twitter doesn't like. They will take down those people as well. So it's very important to keep the lines of communication open, and we do appreciate your support for InfoWars, and you can find some massive sales that we've put in at this time of year at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off many of our most popular items, things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our multivitamin, multimineral drink mix formula. That is 50% off. Also, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off on that as well. Super Male Vitality and Prostaguard, all of those 50% off. And we have two new products, Cell Force and Alpha Power, both of those 50% off. You'll see a lot of items on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. If you go there, you'll see Brain Force, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, and even InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. Many items on sale at this time at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, especially this time of year. All right, joining me now is David Seaman. He's a former congressional candidate. He's a tech journalist. He hosts the David Seaman Hour. You can find that on davidseaman.com and also on iTunes. He thinks that cryptocurrency is the way out from underneath the post-9/11 police state. So we're going to have a discussion here with David Seaman, see what he thinks. Bitcoin is down today. This is the first day that it is traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So we've seen a couple of exchanges, David, that have added Bitcoin in the last week. They've added it as a commodity. There was a big run-up this weekend, got up to nearly $20,000 per Bitcoin, and now it's down in the $18,000 range after trading began today. What do you make of this new attention from the financial markets and, of course, also from government regulators in the United States and the European Union and elsewhere?
Yeah, aside from the European Union, and by the way, Merry Christmas, David. Thank you for having me on to talk about this. But yeah, aside from the European Union suggesting they might crack down on crypto, everything else sounds good. Everything else to me, from the fact that it's getting inclusion in larger financial markets, now it's futures-wise going to be on a level footing, I understand, with commodities that everybody in the world knows already, like gold and silver and oil. So I fully support that. I say bring the competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting when we look at this, because a lot of people who have been complaining loudly about Bitcoin are saying it's not a currency. Because it's so volatile, it's not a currency, but that would put it back in the, you know, it's been declared by the IRS, and now we see it on the Mercantile Exchange as well as the Chicago Board of Trade, where they trade it like a commodity, as you point out, like gold. And it seems to be like gold in the sense that there is some volatility there in comparing it to the U.S. dollar, but unlike gold, it is easily transported across borders. And I think it's kind of interesting as we look at whether or not it's going to be a currency. There was a news story about Venezuela and some local communities. They're creating their own local currency because they've had such chaos there in their fiat currency. Now, there, they had a fiat currency that was going very volatile, but going in the opposite direction, rapidly losing value as Bitcoin is rapidly going up in value. But either one of those cases makes it difficult for people to use it in its core mission, and that is as a currency in competition to the central bank's fiat dollars. How do you feel about this? Are we going to have to go through a period where it's going to be a pump and dump and then a stabilization before it will actually be able to take its place as a competition to fiat currencies?
Well, you make a great point. You make a really good point, which is that nobody really complains when the volatility is upward, right? The price of one Bitcoin since it launched by some unknown person 8 years ago. That price is up more than 50,000%. Its largest competitor, Ethereum, is only 3.5 years old. That one is up about 9,200% over the last year. So nobody complains when it's upward volatility. People only complain when it's downward volatility, like Venezuela's currency, and where people starve. Obviously, that makes people unhappy. I think Bitcoin is still so new that we can't look at it in terms of why is this thing not stable. It's not stable because it's still onboarding so many new people. Let's look at it in 20 years. 20 years from now, is this thing a stable currency that holds value better than the U.S. dollar? Right now, it's not stable at all, but so far it holds value better than the U.S. dollar, right? The way I like to say it is, let's bring up CoinMarketCap again real fast, and I'll just say this thing that I love to say lately, or I'll look on Coinbase has the values too. So one Bitcoin is $18,757. One Ether is $734. One U.S. dollar is still just $1. It hasn't improved your purchasing power. It's actually decreased it. And, you know, it's a bold claim to say that this can bring down the post 9/11 police state. That's a pretty bold claim, but it certainly can't help. It can't hurt, right? It cannot hurt to get away from a handful of families who have been gaming the planet with their central banks.
That's right. And they have been gaming it. And I think one of the things that we see is that if we look at the value of the U.S. dollar since they ran through that Federal Reserve Act, created that private cartel that gets to control our monetary supply, gets to control our interest rates, and therefore gets to make themselves fabulously wealthy and run the they said they were putting it through to stop bubbles. They actually can create and burst bubbles. That's the power that they have. And we see that every time they do something, whether it's the Patriot Act or whatever, they give it exactly the opposite intention of what they say it's going to do, exactly the opposite of what they really are designing it to do. But in the 100 years since they created the Federal Reserve, we have seen more than 99% of the value of the dollar disappear. Now, they've done that over a very long period, over a century they have done that. So it isn't as obvious as what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela, the time frame, or Zimbabwe, the time frame is just compressed. But that is essentially what happens with these fiat currencies. And so I find it interesting that you have all of these central bankers. We've got Janet Yellen coming out. You've got who's on her way out. You've got Alan Greenspan coming out and saying this is irrational. You've got all these different banks coming out. You got UBS now joining Jamie Dimon's, J.P. Morgan saying, oh, this is a bubble. We got to stay away from it. And yet they have been supporting this fiat currency, which has no intrinsic value either.
Yeah, so for every bank like Jamie Dimon's, like Chase, for every bank that has some kind of shade to throw at Bitcoin or has some negative comments about it, the fact is it's more efficient and it's cheaper to transport than fiat. So you have these banks who are moving money around the world, stacks of paper in, you know, a Loomis truck or some other armored vehicle. And that's like medieval stuff compared to crypto. So for every banker like Jamie Dimon who's talking negatively about Bitcoin, there's another banker out there looking at Bitcoin or looking at the blockchain more broadly as a means of just cutting down their own costs. Why should they pay so much to insure rectangles of paper when with
Hang Bitcoin on, David. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to get your feeling on where this is headed. A lot of people have weighed in on this. Is it going to be more of a bubble this next year? What is going to be happening in the future? We'll be right back with David Seaman.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically studied to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare. against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to David Seaman. And David has been following cryptocurrency very closely. I want to ask you, David, what do you think in terms of prediction? We've had a lot of people predicting where they think this is going to go. We now have an analyst from CNBC. His name is Ronnie Moaz. I'm not familiar with him, but CNBC said he thinks it's going to go to 300,000 to 400,000. He had set a price target of 5,000 back in July when Bitcoin was 2,600. Now we got up right to 20,000 this last weekend as it was about to start trading on the CME, on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And now he's saying 300,000, 400,000. McAfee had said back in July, he said his target wasn't 5,000. His target was 500,000. And famously said that he would eat a certain part of his anatomy if it didn't get there. And then after the run-up this fall, McAfee upped it to $1 million. You have a prediction on where you think it's going to go?
Yeah, I will not be consuming any part of myself if I'm proven wrong. But, so not financial advice, I like to say, but we're dealing with network effect at this point. I think that's part of why people are piling into Bitcoin, even though it's worth so much. Network effect. If 10% of the world accepts Bitcoin in 5 years or in 10 years, then what's the value of this rare currency that's capped one day, right? That's capped at an eventual 21 million coins. So that network effect gets people greedy, and I can see a very high valuation in the future. But what gets people fearful, keep in mind markets are just greed and fear, constantly in competition and battle with each other. What gets people fearful is as that price climbs, it increases the benefits for somebody else to come along and punch Bitcoin in the face and take part of that transaction volume, right? So Bitcoin has a massive transaction volume, has a massive market value. Number two, Ethereum is certainly fighting pretty hard for some of that market value, as is Litecoin, right? So that's the only kind of caveat that I would issue, unlike the guys like McAfee who say, oh, it's going to 500,000 or something. I would say maybe, but maybe when it starts to get up there, the competitors realize there's a lot of money and they jump in as well.
You know, in terms of competitors, you look at the interest, the newfound interest in various governments, and of course, it's not just the EU. We'd had China come in earlier and say they were going to limit trading in Bitcoin. They've also, by the way, prohibited people from selling stocks on the Chinese stock market exchange. That hasn't stopped people from selling stocks. It hasn't stopped people from buying cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and so forth. So the government prohibitions by China have not been effective at this point. But now we have the European Union coming in and saying they've got a new agreement to bring more transparency to prevent money laundering and to cut off terrorist financing. So it always comes back to terrorism. It's not about their open borders that they've created, but now it's because of a competition to their fiat currencies. But when we look at Janet Yellen's comments, so she said that it is merely a speculative asset with no inherent value and with limited use. And when I had John McAfee on, he pointed out, well, no, actually it has more inherent value than the fiat currencies produced by Janet Yellen and others because there is a real cost involved in mining the currencies or in doing the transaction fees. And so, you know, the limited use right now is, I think, due to a couple of factors. See if you agree with this. It seems like the limited use is because of the volatility. People are reluctant to use it because they're afraid that it's going to, you know, if they buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin, they look at it next week and they think, oh, I paid $1,000 for that cup of coffee because it's going up so quickly. Or if you're the vendor accepting it and holding that as an asset, you're worried that the bubble is going to burst at some point. So that volatility is scaring people. But there's also an issue in terms of transaction speed because they're, you know, it doesn't have the same kind of throughput that the current financial systems have in terms of clearing transactions. And so it's much slower, for example, than PayPal, which is an order of magnitude slower than U.S. dollars move around. So your comments on those things that are limiting it as a currency.
Yeah, there have been some issues with transaction lags, definitely. Transactions pool up, and you can actually see there's a website, I believe it's called blockspeed.info, which shows you at any point in time how many Bitcoin transactions are not going through. So there are still issues. I think it's a massive improvement over these black box central banks. You know, you mentioned Janet Yellen's comments. Of course, she's describing her own system. The dollar doesn't do anything. Yeah. It's just a confidence game. And when confidence games end, it gets very vicious sometimes, right? So we, for the past 8 years, we've had news agencies and newspapers, which we know the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are invested in, the banker class. And every time there's any pullback in Bitcoin, or any time somebody forgets their password, we hear about it all day long. And they're not telling us the bigger theme, which is that these open source currencies have made people rich. They're functioning as currency or commodity. And from a free market perspective, what's better than that? What's better than people in Europe and America and even in Asia realizing, you know what, these central bankers are no smarter than us. We didn't elect them, and they're scamming all of us. So what do we have in common with a Chinese person and a Russian person and some miner in South America? We have in common that we don't like to be scammed. So we're finding this new base layer for money that might be more fair. And in the process, there are definitely problems with lags and with the backlog, but they're improving that, you know, and if that's an issue, there are faster currencies again, like Litecoin and Ethereum, that don't seem to have as much of a backlog.
Yeah, clearly they're concerned about controlling us, and they're concerned it's a very effective tool of control. And when I look at their newfound concern and the fact that they're making these pronouncements everywhere, one of the things that I'm concerned about is we know that in the past we've had governments and central banks jump in and interfere with gold because they saw that as a competitor. With the relatively small market cap of Bitcoin and others, it seems like they could wreak a lot of havoc in the Bitcoin market. They may be, in fact, responsible for a great deal of the volatility that we see right now, which is undermining its utility as a currency. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think gold is very fair as a currency. It's one of the original currencies. What people did is we used to go to the marketplace. And let's say you're a goat herder, right? You have these mountain goats. You want to sell a goat. Nobody wants it. So over time, we developed intermediate commodity goods like gold and silver, where if you go to the market, you don't need to have your goat physically there because you sold it to your uncle who wants one, and he gave you gold for it. And so you bring this intermediate commodity. Nobody at the market really wants the gold. They want what they can buy with the gold. And in the same way, nobody really wants the Bitcoin. They want the purchasing power that might one day command. And so we're just routing around the middleman. This is more complicated. It's kind of nerdy. But all it is another middleman being busted, you know, Blockbuster to Netflix, post office to email accounts, couple of cable networks to YouTube. That's just the trend.
Let me ask you, you know, when we look at money, one of the things that I took away from a book by Jim Rogers, a kind of a famous book, Investment Biker, he went around the world on a motorcycle, and so it was a great travelogue, but he was making observations about what he saw in various countries. And the one thing that I remembered about that very clearly was he said, whenever you go into a country, you can measure the corruption in a country by the difference in the value of its currency on the black market and the official exchange rate. Do you think that's what we're seeing here with Bitcoin? Are we seeing this kind of explosion? I know people are concerned about the stock markets. Everybody's talking about how investors are bearish about the stock market. They're concerned that that's a bubble as well. But one of the things that John McAfee was talking about was he said he's basing his, you know, expectation of going to $1 million by 2020. He says, I'm basing that on the collapse of the American dollar. So are we seeing here kind of a corollary to Jim Rogers' corruption index, that people are moving to Bitcoin because they have lost confidence in the central bankers' currencies, fiat currencies, and so forth? And we're coming up to a break here. So I'll let you think about this with your response, and we're going to get David Seaman's response to this. I mean, is this a response to the corruption as well as to the control? We all know the control that the central bankers have exerted on our economy and how they have used this to their advantage and our disadvantage. We all know that we want to do things independent of them, and we want privacy. That's another part of the equation here that's not necessarily in Bitcoin, but is in some of the other cryptocurrencies. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to David Seaman about cryptocurrencies. Just before we went to the break, I was laying out a long question for David, and we had to go to break. But to just succinctly restate this, is the rise that we've seen in Bitcoin, is that a vote of no confidence in cryptocurrencies? Because as I said, Jim Rogers, when he traveled around with Investment Biker, he said, look at the difference in look at the spread between the black market exchange rate of a currency and the official exchange rate. That will give you a metric for the corruption in that country. Is that what we're seeing now as part of this? Certainly maybe one factor. What do you think, David?
I think definitely the rise in cryptos could be a leading indicator that people are losing faith in the dollar and in the euro, right? That's definitely a possibility. And it could be part of it. It could be all of it. It could be none of it. We don't really know, but it certainly makes sense that people are more savvy than ever. Many of us of all ages spend time on the internet sharing information. We never thought that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Soros would be blown out of the water to the extent they have, right? Hillary Clinton's WikiLeaks, people on 4chan posting these bizarre missives from somebody called Q. It's all kind of coming together in this perfect storm where the banking families can't resist the fact that this thing seems to work very, very well. So they keep trying to diss it, but what can you diss, right? The same with Napster at the end of the day. What can you say if you're a record company? How can you diss this thing? It's free music. And here, how can you diss this thing? It's bankless money. I was at the Aspen Crypto Conference earlier this year, the money conference, and some very smart people were there. And I was on this panel, and one of the women there said, she said, we don't know how deep the control structure goes, right? We don't know the base layer of control that these families are using against us. And I was like, yes, we do. At least we could take a good stab in the dark, right? It's money. It's currency. Like you were saying, that's how they control us. That's the control system. And so there are a lot of woke people who don't want to be servants to the Rothschilds or servants to George Soros. They would rather stack silver or stack crypto. And it makes sense to me. You know, it's not for everybody, but it makes sense to me. It's moving us away from their systems. And it's something that is just software. So if you don't like the software, that's one thing. But it's open source. You know, smart people have looked through it.
Yeah, and, you know, we look at this. I guess, you know, what some people have compared this to is the dot-com bubbles of 2000 or so. Most of those companies just went away. Some of them, though, like Amazon, didn't. I wish I had invested in Amazon in hindsight. People telling me at an Apple conference, hey, you should invest in Amazon. It's like, oh, I don't know. I don't trust any of these organizations. But anyway, the bottom line is that it's hard to tell who's going to come out on top. There's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. And so you got some of them that are optimized. I mean, Bitcoin has gotten all the press, but then you got other ones that were set up like Litecoin to try to optimize transaction velocity to make it more more reasonable as a real currency, operating as a currency. Then you've got other people out there like it was Darkcoin that John McAfee was talking about, Darkcoin, which has now been rebranded to Monero, that was set up to maintain privacy of transactions, so that you can't tell who the money is coming from or going to, or even the amount of money. So when you're looking at this, I mean, where do you think is it going to be one that's going to come out preeminent above the rest of them? Are we going to get some kind of stability? I mean, what do you see beyond this mania, this volatility that we're seeing right now with this adoption? How long do you think that's going to go on, and what currency do you think is going to come out on top? What people are going to be looking for?
Sure, yeah. If only we all knew the answer to that. But I think that the way these are functioning so far is kind of like a synthetic commodity, kind of like gold or silver. But also there's a different thing to it. It's kind of operating like a social network, like a MySpace or Facebook. So there might be room for more than one winner for sure. But what I'm doing basically, and what many other people on the internet are doing, is looking at CoinMarketCap every day or another site like that. And we're just getting a feel for what are people not only in the U.S., what are people all over the world trading right now? And certainly it seems like they're trading mostly Bitcoin and then Ethereum and Litecoin. And then, you know, a trail of a bunch of smaller coins, which, like you said, the dot-com bubble, most of those worthless dot-com companies are no longer with us. But a few of them, like Amazon and like Google and such, are bigger than ever. And I think it'll be a similar thing where most of these coins will die out. They'll die an unpleasant death. But the ones that survive will be more powerful than ever.
You know, I think one of the other things driving this, of course, are people who have a great deal of money. I'm thinking about the Saudi billionaires that got rounded up and hung by their feet in a luxury hotel till they coughed up 70% of their billions. I'm thinking some of those guys, and of course one of them was Alawid, who was a heavy investor in media in this country. And he was trashing Bitcoin leading up to that. I don't know if he was just talking it down so he could get into it, or if he really thought it was something that had no value. But I would imagine that if he'd had a hardware wallet with some money stowed on there, he would have been much happier than a situation where they're shaking it out of him. But I look at that and you know, the Saudi billionaires, the people that were trying to get out of Zimbabwe because it spiked as they were having a coup there, or even the people in Venezuela where they're seeing their their currency tank in a downward bubble, I'm sure they would have liked to put it into something that would have gone the other direction. But I mean, that's a part of it as well. Being able to hedge, and I think big people with a lot of money, being able to hedge that and be able to transport that without having to, let's say, have a plane load of gold bars that they have to physically move around, just having it all on some kind of a hardware wallet that they can take somewhere.
Yeah, it's an incredible jump in technology. Unfortunately, money doesn't discriminate between the good people and the bad people. There are pedophiles, there are Luciferians that use U.S. dollars every single day, and nobody freezes their transactions. And similarly, there are bad people who use Bitcoin, you know, rich people, probably like you said, trying to prepare for these crackdowns that are underway. And certainly Prince Al-Waleed, he's probably not making the best financial decisions while he's hung upside down in Saudi Arabia. But in general, I think part of the rise in price could definitely be elites heading for the exits. You know, you look at, you mentioned Venezuela, look at the U.S. I turn on the TV and you have anchors on TV nearly calling for revolution, right? Saying, take the streets if Trump decides to fire Mueller. What kind of nonsense is that? Take the streets if Trump, the president, fires an unelected official? So part of that is people are sensing instability everywhere, right? So.
Yeah. And I think a large part of that, too, is, you know, investors. I'm looking at Wall Street Journal blog. Investors the most bearish since the great financial crisis. They're not talking about some distant history. They're talking about just 10 years ago. And where do they put their money? Are they going to put it in gold? Are they going to put it in Bitcoin? I think that's a large part of it that's driving it, as well as the commodity exchanges starting to trade Bitcoin as well.
Let's not forget that President Trump warned us a storm is coming. So the president himself has warned people there's some kind of uncertainty underway or ahead. And that leads to people looking into currencies that are not part of the traditional system, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've got bubbles everywhere. It's not just the stock market. We got pension plan bubbles. We got pension plans that are unfunded, both private and public. We have a mortgage bubble that is, people have warned us about developing primarily in other countries, but it's going to reflect back to here. Also, even bubbles in terms of consumer credit or in terms of automobile purchases. So there's a lot of concerns across all these other things, but you never really hear them talk about the bubbles in these other areas. They only focus on Bitcoin, which again brings us back to the issue that it's perceived as a real threat to the financial establishment, and that's one of the reasons we love it, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't turn it off. Price is the price. That's what they hate about it, is whatever that price is, that's sacrosanct, and they hate that they can't manipulate it like they manipulate everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is a question. I do wonder whether or not they are manipulating it to make it more volatile, because we have seen that in the past. Not just with the fiat currencies, which they were set up to manipulate, but they also do that to stock markets. They do that to commodity markets. I would not be surprised that they've already begun doing that with Bitcoin, that they would do that to a greater extent to try to undermine the public's confidence in Bitcoin as a weapon. But we'll have to see what happens with that. Your final words on this, David?
Yeah, my final words would have to be, first of all, thanks for a great conversation. Merry Christmas to everybody. And you mentioned the volatility. We have to keep in mind the Rothschilds. They've been profiting off that volatility between their currencies for centuries now, right? When the Venezuelan currency drops and some other currency next to it increases, they're making money on that, a lot of money off of our misery. So now it's just the commoners getting a little slice of all that currency volatility. That's in part what this is.
That's right. Yeah, we talk about that. They don't make any money when things go sideways, but they do make a lot of money on the massive ups as well as the downs. That's one of the things that makes me suspicious that they've got a hand in some of this. Thanks for joining us, David, and Merry Christmas to you as well. You can find David Seaman, davidseaman.com. You can get the David Seaman Hour. He's also on YouTube at David Seaman Online. That's it for today's broadcast, but stay with us. We've got 34 hours live here at InfoWars.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. B
Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.